This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With Free Talk Live, call in number 603-283-6160. Sitting in the studio tonight, it is I, Mr. Richie Rich, along with...
And Matt. And the captain.
That number, once again, 603-283-6160. Get your thoughts out there on the air. We talked a lot about the Crypto 6 during the last segment. So let's give out some of that information.
Yes, please.
More specifically, why they're the Crypto 6 and how that came to be. On March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto 6 were then arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and Nobody remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto 6 from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com, and that website is all spelled out. So, now you know what happened to the Crypto 6.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you spell it out or put the numeral in it. We have both of them.
Understood. Yeah. Just in case.
So we've been talking about this article from the Foundation for Economic
Education. And I'm still going to hold you there, because we got... What do we do on this show, Captain?
We take calls?
We go to the phones!
Let's go to the phones!
Pat, Northern Michigan, you're on with Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gents. How y'all doing?
Hey, Pat. How are you, sir?
I'm well.
Good, good. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the insanity that seems to consume the world here in this last generation.
Oh, stay more be more specific.
We got, there's a cat from New Zealand now that has not, I guess he's almost 40 years old. And he never started winning competitions until he transgenderized. And he's fixing to be the women's representative in the Olympic competition.
I have to break some habits. No, I have a geographic question. There's a place called New Zealand. Where is Zealand?
I was wondering that.
I have no idea, but it has to be named after somewhere that was a lost kingdom in the old Nordic world.
Okay.
That would be the only thing that makes sense.
I just don't understand how you can have a place called a new something or other when there doesn't seem to be an old something or other.
Well, how can you have a new South Wales when there probably wasn't an old South Wales?
Yeah. I mean, there was an old Hampshire, so of course there's a new Hampshire. There was an old York, so there's a new York.
I'm going to say the new South Wales just probably comes from South Wales, right? Wales is a place.
They came from the Banshees, they Wales. That's what brought it all on.
Okay.
But that's Irish, and I'll not get into my history.
All right, anyway, let's get into your topic there, which was there's somebody now who's trans who's going to win, like, a women's championship. Is that right?
Well, yeah, she's entering as the New Zealand Olympic,
weightlifting
representative.
Yep.
Here's my take.
And a Viking ancestry being and going against. I mean, what chance does little Bonnie who lies over the ocean have against that?
Here's my take on the whole like athletic championship bit. Whether you're one gender, another gender, or somewhere in between, whatever it is you call yourselves, I don't care. There shouldn't be any division. It should just be a race amongst people who can happen to perform this thing. Now, if you happen to be of one gender, another gender, somewhere in between, and you win, far out, solid, and right on. But, like, let's just leave this whole crap, this whole designation, oh, this is a men's only sport. Well, we've seen that be BS multiple times through sports history, and so let's just go ahead and carry it the full way. Let's make all sports non-genderized, and whoever is the best and the most capable at their specific positions or their specific sport should go on to become known as world champions of that sport.
I'm going to oppose you on this one, Captain, because I do think there should be that separation between the genders. Why? Because if you look at specifically Olympic sports and Olympic records, men dominate the overall record.
Just right. Because what happened in the past does not indicate future happenings.
Understood. But as it stands now, that's how it is.
Sure.
And if you don't separate the genders out and you let people compete with people, you will disincentivize those females from entering into competition because they cannot compete at the highest level.
How does opening it up to all genders disincentivize any gender?
Specifically, let's talk about, like, you know, the 100-meter dash. The world's fastest human, right, is all males.
Currently,
yes. And if you break down that competition, like, okay, we're going to have heat races and second races, and we're going to find out, like, who the fastest eight people are, the likelihood is that you will not have a female lining up in that final.
Okay. But I think there are other sports where females might dominate, too, you know.
Why can't it just... Why can't it just be allowed to be that?
Right.
Right?
And
does there need to be this junior version of whatever that is? That's right. Like, you know, if women do dominate in a certain area or sport, right, that men don't, we're not going to create a junior men's version of that, right? Are
we? So you're saying get rid of the ladies' tees on the golf courses?
Captain, come on now. I never called them ladies. You guys got to hear me on this.
All right, go ahead, Pat.
You have never seen a woman entered into the Scottish log toss. And that's what's going on here.
I have seen a woman do the Scottish log toss. She didn't win, I guarantee. She did it pretty well. I'll give her that.
Well, I tell you what, I've had a couple of girls that I would have on the other end of the log. I've humped some wood. And I know what it takes.
Love you, Pat.
So generally,
Peace.
Generally, Pat, I'm on your side on this one. I don't what to do about the tranny situation. I would say you either open up a third category or have an open division, right? Like I'm okay with an open division where whomever wants to compete can compete at whatever level.
I mean, we got Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We got girls and Boy Scouts. Right,
but you don't have boys and Girl Scouts.
Yes, you do. Go Google it.
Boys and Girl Scouts.
Google it.
I know the girls are in Boy Scouts.
So, like, let's just have Scouts. Right. I mean, I don't see any reason to separate genders for anything. Give me a good reason to separate genders.
I don't know if there is one.
They function different. The brains are different. They're different. At a biological level.
I mean, you could say that about every individual. I'm different from you. I think different from you.
What about when it comes to boxing?
At a biological level.
What about when it comes to boxing? How do you feel about that? Or, like, martial arts?
How do I feel?
Because the same thing should apply. The tranny dudes are just beating the snot out of these women, crushing their skulls and stuff.
If it ends up... I mean... That may happen depending on what, you know, but it's also going to happen if it's a dude, right? If it's some undersized dude who thinks he's a badass and somehow works his way into a prize-winning fight with the champion, he risks all that same stuff. Why is there a separation between the men and the women? Why do we feel more protective of allowing women to get into these sports than we do men?
It's not about letting them in. It's about giving them the opportunity to compete.
I say give anybody the opportunity to compete, and if they make it all the way to the grand champion, let them compete.
I have another idea. How about we start a tranny class of sports, and you have women's sports, which nobody wants to watch, men's sports, which are dying. I bet everybody would watch tranny sports.
Maybe. And I'm okay with that. Like I said, third division.
To the exclusion of regular men and
yes.
regular women?
I bet regular men and regular women would be becoming trannies or claiming trannyhood so that they could...
Bruce Jenner could finally have a chance at winning another medal?
Yes.
But he doesn't need one. Because as a man, he already won a whole bunch of medals, right? And as a woman... And as a man, he was like Woman of the Year. So
I just say let all people
compete.
He won
that, too.
If one thing ends up being male-dominated or female-dominated or tranny-dominated, so be it.
And that's already what we had, which is why we now have separations. More coming up. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah!
live. Your chance to call in 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In studio tonight, Tzai, Mr. Richie Rich, along with
Matty Matt, and substitute Tyler, a.k.a.
Oh, we're going back to that.
The cat. I just had to mention it once.
Okay.
Or twice. I didn't. Did I mention it at the top of the hour?
You better be studying, Tyler. I swear to...
Yeah, Tyler, we saw you sitting out on your porch earlier, and so you're, oh, I'm just taking a break from my studying, so that best be true, pal.
The question is, though, are you budget Tyler or luxury version Tyler?
Oh, I'm definitely budget Tyler, if not, like, under budget Tyler. I might just be like, hey, Tyler couldn't make it. Can you grab the next guy off the street? Oh, look, it's the captain.
Just call him DST, the Dollar Store Tyler.
Dollar Store Tyler. DST, yes, thank you. Dollar Store Tyler is here.
All right, so we were talking about the caller prior was bringing up transgender in sports. It diverged into a women competing with men in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Dan in California who wants to talk about this as well. Dan, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I love this topic. Me and my friends have been going about this round and round. And my question I always ask people who are critical of transgender athletes, he's talking about the weightlifting. Could he name one of the top five women weightlifters in the world?
No.
He probably couldn't.
Nope.
So this is a solution looking for a problem. Most people don't care about these sports until, oh, my gosh, someone different might compete. Okay. Now I care. Well, no, you didn't care yesterday. Don't care tomorrow. Don't let the government get involved in this either. This doesn't need government intervention. Let these private companies, one of them is the Olympic Committee, determine what they want to do. Now, if enough people like myself who agree with the captain, or whoever said it, that I don't believe that women should compete with transgender athletes. It's not fair.
That was not the captain. The captain said everyone should compete with everyone and just let males dominate all sports forever in eternity.
I didn't say that. I said let everybody compete.
And that would lead to...
Okay. But that's not fair. And I believe in fairness. But if
how is it not fair to let everybody compete? How is that not fair? What if there's a midget in Zimbabwe who can run faster or pole vault better or do the shot put or throw a discus or huck a football or whatever that nobody has ever discovered who's not given the chance to compete ever anywhere because he's a midget in Zimbabwe? Is it fair for him not to be allowed to compete just because it's a dude and a midget who's from Zimbabwe? No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure if he was that good,
you asked a great question earlier, Captain. You asked a great question earlier about look at the history of all the sports and how they're all males and all the champions are all males. And you say that doesn't have anything to do with the future, but I disagree. History is prologue to the future, and I guarantee you, if women were allowed to compete with men, and which I don't think they should be able, or let me see, put it like this, I don't think I would watch. I wouldn't watch a sport where men were allowed to compete with women. It just wouldn't be me. They shouldn't be banned by the government.
I'd totally watch, by the way.
Customer.
I'm beyond the age of competing in anything athletic, but like I would totally watch a bunch of young women and young males competing for something. You know, the punt, pass, and kick, you know, thing that they put on every year. Something. You know what I mean? I would totally watch.
I just disagree. I just think it's not fair to women. And there are girls out there who are trying to get scholarships for sports, to go to college for free, to go to teams for free. Now, should they be competing against people who were born as men? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, in my opinion, who am I?
One of the topics that came up during the break, Dan, was the fact that there might be a female out there that is able to compete at the same level as the men, right? Like, if we're talking whatever sport we're talking about, she can drive just as far from the men's tee as the, you know, as the men can, so she doesn't need to stand at the women's tee. She can kick a football further than most guys. Should she be allowed to breach that gender divide and participate with the men where she has proven she can compete?
Okay, that's a loaded question, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much for challenging me. So I would go back to, I would leave it up to the agency who owns that sport. So if it was the NFL and the NFL wants to allow a female kicker in, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, so didn't she just have to compete against a bunch of dudes to get that position? So then what's then what's the difference between an NFL team hiring a female kicker and an NFL team hiring a female defensive lineman or a quarterback or a wide receiver?
I have a question, and I know it's not fair to ask a question when I ask a question, and Captain, I apologize because I hate when people do that to me, but I have a question.
Or do you?
Can you name a species of animal where the female is as strong or stronger than the male?
Praying mantis.
Seahorses.
Spiders.
I'm gonna go with lions.
A lion is not as strong as strong as a male. A seahorse female is not as strong as seahorse male.
Yeah, I don't know any of this for a fact. I'm just making things up. Yeah, maybe lions are stronger female-wise than male-wise.
I am an expert. Yeah.
I said praying mantis and spiders.
I'm only an expert at smoking weed, so I'm guessing myself. I'm not saying
that the results aren't going to be somewhat predictable. What I'm saying is that it is wrong to prohibit somebody from attempting to compete based on whether or not they got a penis.
I want to say you're kind of moving the goalpost a little bit because your earlier position seemed to indicate that they would be forced to compete, that women would be forced to compete with the males.
No, I don't advocate force in any way, shape, or form.
Well, but you know, not in the aggressive force, but if you're saying like we're only going to have one group of athletes competing, then if you enter that competition as a male or as a female, right, you compete as one group, and we're all saying, you know, that males will dominate that and the females will no longer wish to compete because they cannot for the most part. And you're saying, well, if there's a female that wants to compete with the men, right, this is where I think you're moving it, that she should be allowed to.
Anybody who wants to compete in any sort of human sporting event should be allowed to. Don't care what your nether regions say about you. If you are an athlete who is capable of competing, you should be allowed to compete at whatever your specified position of whatever sport is.
So let's go back to the Olympics. Thank you for the call, Dan. Let's go back to the Olympics, and then we'll come back to this.
Okay.
If a woman wants to race against the men, can she? And if she wants to compete with only females, should she also be allowed to do that? We'll get your answer on the other side. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden in Louisiana pushing his big infrastructure and job spending plan.
Our bridges, our roads, our highways, our ports, our airports, our water pipes, our water projects, high-speed internet, transmission lines, and sustainable housing.
Biden saying the nation needs to be rebuilt during that speech as well.
As the United States continues to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the gradual troop withdrawal is going according to plan.
The president has decided to end America's involvement in our longest war. And we're going to do just that.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley also saying the U.S. will have one goal in Afghanistan after the troops leave.
To keep an embassy open and to keep supporting the Afghan government and the Afghan security forces with financial aid, money.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Americans all over the country are pausing at this time for the National Day of Prayer. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
This National Day of Prayer comes at a time when countless Americans are concerned about the dangerous change in direction we're witnessing. It was former President Donald Trump who reminded us of the words of Dr. Billy Graham that our prayer is the key that opens to us the treasures of God's mercies and His blessings. Mr. Trump went on that prayer has always been at the center of American life because America is a nation of believers.
Pfizer is donating doses of its coronavirus vaccine for athletes participating in the Tokyo Summer Olympics. The company is signing an agreement with the IOC to give doses of shots beginning July 23rd. Officials saying the donation is another part of their efforts to help make the Olympic and Paralympic Games safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
With Free Talk Live, call in to get your thoughts on this whole male, female, gender, transgender issue. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yes, we are covering females competing with men and transgenders in sports. And we go again, back to the phones. We have Clamoring wants to get in on this action from a female perspective. Go ahead, Clamor.
Hey there. So I have to say that I am mostly with Captain on this issue.
Whoa.
That sports really shouldn't even, we don't even need to gender sports. Like, everybody should just compete on a level playing field and kind of, like, let the chips fall where they may.
We already know where those chips fall. No, they fall on men dominating sports.
I don't mean to interrupt or anything here, but, like, for some reason, I remember up until maybe fifth grade, right, like, in school, in public school, we would do, like, floor hockey in the gymnasium or some other, like, group sport, kickball,
intergender
whatever,
kickball.
And it was all male and female. Didn't matter. Somewhere along the fifth or sixth grade comes along that, like, suddenly now, for whatever reason, men and women must be separated in their physical conquest.
Because testosterone kicks in, men get bigger, men get stronger, women don't get there at the same rate necessarily ever, and therefore you separate.
Why?
I just told you why. Let me interrupt you there. Because I think it's a little bit BS to automatically assume that women are automatically going to lose.
At the elite level, I will allow for statistical anomalies. I will say that that anomaly approaches zero.
And how do you find out if somebody gets to the elite level? They have to be allowed to compete at the junior level.
Understood. And this is where I think you're making two arguments, Captain. You are making the argument that they
should... I'm making a consistent argument.
Maybe.
That leads to both things that you think are two arguments.
Okay, maybe. But on one hand, I hear you saying that they should be allowed to compete with the men.
Yes.
And I go, sure. If they can prove them, if a female has gotten to the level where she can, you know, participate, try out, and prove herself worthy of competing with the men, by all means do it. But what
why even make that gender? Why not just have tryouts or whatever, and then whoever makes the cut makes the cut? It doesn't matter what's in their pants.
Because the second example of the argument that Captain's making is that there should not be a separation. And what I am suggesting is that if you have that open tryout, right, statistically, you will have a team filled with men. You will have a discouraged female who was not good enough to make that team. She will not.
Or maybe you have different teams. Maybe you have it like wrestling, where it's like based on your weight or based on your ability.
Yeah.
And then there's
those different teams are the men's team and the women's team, so that they can compete with people in their same body structure, skill set, athletic ability. And then if the statistical anomaly can cross over, then let her. Right. There were college football kickers.
I joined like Little League baseball in, I don't know, maybe around the same time, fifth or sixth grade, right? There was no gender qualification. You could be male, you could be female.
I played baseball with a female.
I went out and I tried out, and why I made the team, I was on the low end of the team. There was this kid, Miles, who was obviously gifted, and there was this girl, I think her name was Jenny, or perhaps it was Lisa. Wait. I think it was Lisa.
Must have been Jenny.
At any rate, like, she was the number two below Miles, right? In the ability to, like, hit a ball. Like, we were all hitting off tees and, like, catching,
sure,
you know, hitting lobs from, like, the softball throws and that kind of a thing. But, like, I mean, she was probably the number two gifted athlete at this particular form of Little League baseball. Now, what does that mean in the grand scheme? Probably nothing. Does that mean she's going to go on to have an elite career in
Major League Baseball?
MLB, thank you. The three-letter acronym for MLB. Does that mean no? But how do we know? How do we know? Unless, like, if she isn't given the same opportunity to compete as this kid Miles was, how do we know that she's not going to go on to have a career as an MLB person?
No, it shouldn't be separated, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Like, and again, if she could prove herself, then I agree with you that it should not be separate.
Well,
but how do we know?
It was clear to me that she was already the number two, and probably to everybody else, too.
And statistically, as you got older, and body types, and working out, and, you know, that divide gets greater, she falls off because she just can't compete.
You don't know that for a fact.
But again, you're making that assumption about women are automatically going to lose, and I don't agree with that.
I'm making that assumption statistically at the elite level, yes.
Have you ever met a woman, Richie Rich, that you knew in your heart of hearts would kick your ass?
I have.
Okay. I want to say probably. I can't think of the one off the top of my head where I go, nope, she could take me.
Okay. No, I have at least one. There's one that goes right to mind.
They exist. I've met a woman, and I'm a big dude. I've met a woman who could pick me up by the throat and slam me against the wall.
Okay.
Right? And she was a female wrestler.
Sure.
All of this being said, gentlemen, I do want to make an argument for gender-based spaces,
okay,
because I do believe that conversations amongst women or amongst men are different when you're in a co-ed scenario. So
Why do they have to be different? Why not just put everybody in the same room and let them talk?
Well, you can let them talk, but they're not going to talk the same.
On tonight's Free Talk Live, we fight the patriarchy.
That was last night's show.
No, it wasn't. Carrying it over.
That was She Talk Live.
Yeah.
She Talk Live, right.
We don't do that here.
That's a very
pro-male agenda.
All I'm saying is that if you eliminate gender specificity from sports, then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, you would eliminate women's sports. You would eliminate women's sports, and you
that's
may
not
get.
True.
I don't know that that's a fact. Do you know that that's a fact?
Again,
because up until now, the only reason that women's sports have been separated is because men don't want women competing with them.
It's weird
and
in the locker room.
And again, that's where we differ. I don't think it's men
it
don't
is
want
weird in the locker room. I'll give you that.
I don't think it's men don't want women competing with them. I think, again, statistically, at the elite level, they cannot. I stand by that. And if you get rid of women's sports, you may get the anomaly.
I never said get rid of women's sports.
You would get rid of women's sports.
I'm saying you get would have rid of sports genderization.
Right. And you would end up with a male-dominated arena, right, with male-dominated athletes, and you may have the statistical anomaly of a handful
would
of females.
Would you say the same thing about hosts of Free Talk Live?
No, different skill
set. Why not?
Different skill set.
How so? It is statistically male-dominated, but there's no gender requirement to get into radio.
Okay. What's your point?
So even though it's male-dominated statistically...
So even though there's no gender requirement,
it's
male-dominated.
Shouldn't... Right, exactly.
So women can come into the radio all they want...
They can, and they have the skills and the talent, and they show themselves worthy of the chair, if you will. Absolutely, and we've had plenty of females here on Free Talk Live. There are females in the radio
female
industry.
Lead on Free Talk Live is transgender because it's a male-dominated industry.
I mean, you could say that about the whole libertarian movement, really.
That's true.
Yeah, but it's
kind of a broad fest,
right? And again, call it what you want. I will call it male dominance, which requires a separation for females to compete.
I mean, you're talking about sports. This is athletes entertaining you. Right?
Just because it's male dominated doesn't mean that you should make space for it to be that way. Like, just let people be individuals.
It's like saying...
I'm not making space for men to dominate. I'm making space for women to get the same benefits by separating it out.
Are you?
Yeah. Because you'll have female Olympians and gold medalists that you would not have if it was all intergender. Thank you for the call. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Before we get back to the phones and the fun, I always wanted to say that, we need to thank our amplifier, Chris Hickman, amplifier gold, gold amplifier, Chris Hickman, and the amplifier program, that's AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote. Free Talk Live. If you want to help us spread the ideas of freedom and liberty, is it amp.freetalklive.com. Go there, check out the tiers. You don't have to be a gold amplifier. Chris Hickman has decided to be a gold amplifier, so thank you very much, Chris. Now, back to the phones. We have Joe in Michigan. Thank you for holding, Joe.
Yeah, earlier you guys were talking about Bitcoin, and I don't know, maybe this ties into it a little bit. I heard an interview with Grover Norquist this morning on a local radio station, and I guess the Biden administration is wanting to get the banks to work with them, basically report to the IRS, like everything, all your financial transactions, everything about your personal savings and checking account. The law hasn't been passed yet, but they've been talking about it and discussing it, and this is some scary stuff when you consider, you know, a few years ago, I believe it was Italy or Greece, went in and just confiscated people's money out of their checking accounts.
The haircut.
Oh, yeah.
They were going through their crisis.
In the United States, they call that a negative interest rate. That's where you have, you know, I don't know, $5,000 in the bank, and instead of them paying you, you know, $5 on the month or the quarter, whenever your bank calculates the interest payment, they take that money out of your savings account instead.
So, okay, let me jump in real quick, because to me, that doesn't sound unreasonable. Because they're storing the money for you, and if they charge a fee for storage of that money, so be it.
That's a little bit more than charge. So, like, you signed up for this checking and or savings account. They usually come as a bundle these days. And you've been counting on them to keep your savings in place and intact at whatever current dollar value you happen to have in there. So all of a sudden the Fed goes, we're announcing negative interest rates.
Right. And I would not suggest that, you know, making
that is
that
not way. A fee imposed by your bank on your savings account.
Understood.
That is the Federal Reserve working in conjunction with the politicians going, we're taking more money from you.
Understood. But the concept of the negative interest rate, or as, you know, a storage fee, right? Several years ago, it was like the Free Lakota Bank, where they were doing like silver storage for you, right? Like, you can buy their currency in silver, and they would store it in their warehouse, like silver rounds that they were minting. They were not giving out. It was not an interest-bearing account. It was like a 2% in silver storage fee for them to warehouse your coins. So having the feds come in and decree that we are taking a negative interest rate off the top, I got it, 100% against that. Mm-hmm. But to say like, no, we're the bank, and the fee for storing your money and insuring it against, you know, theft or loss or whatever is so much a month, doesn't sound unreasonable to me.
If that were the case, which it's not.
The problem to me is, you know, who's to say, you know, people say, well, this is America, could never happen, but who's to say that you get a, you know, well, Social Security is broke, you know, let's go through and, you know, see, well, you don't really need this much money, you know. I mean, you got enough, you got more than enough to live the rest of your life on or whatever, and just take it and, you know, pay off their whatever little debts the government's been.
So you're making an argument as to why people should have cryptocurrency right now?
What I'm saying is just if you're into cryptocurrency, just pray to God the government doesn't get in there and start screwing with it.
Well, they can't. The government can't really get into your. I mean, there's such a thing as a custodial wallet, and I would never recommend a custodial wallet. That means somebody else is actually in possession of your cryptocurrency.
Not your keys, not your coin.
Get a non-custodial wallet. Make sure you have a non-custodial wallet, and you can even get something like a Trezor or like a hardware wallet and keep the vast chunk of your savings in crypto on that and hide that sucker somewhere, and that's also heavily encrypted. So don't lose your password, and you should be good to go. This is a personal responsibility question, so go ahead and get yourself some crypto, slap it on a Trezor or some other trusted device, sock it away, keep a little bit on your phone that you can spend day to day, and nobody needs to know anything about that. It's none of anybody's business.
Okay, and now again, to be fair, that is one of the things that is keeping Ian Freeman behind bars,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the claim from the government, from the state, those goons, thugs, is that because they can't control his funds, he is now a flight risk because he has crypto funds that he can access from anywhere.
Right. And the latest guy that they convict or that they're trying for something who's far more wealthier than Ian Freeman was given, like, you know, a $500,000 bail or something like that.
Sure. Less of a target.
Mm-hmm.
Joe?
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Sticking with the phone calls here, we have Nick in Maryland. Nick, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, everybody? How are we doing tonight?
Doing all right.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to first elaborate a little bit on the prior topic with regards to trans women and women's sports. I definitely am in lockstep with the captain on that one because you had to. Situations like the Army Rangers, where you actually had a female rise up and they competed there, and they actually did win, you know?
Okay, and then you also had the Marines, who when they started letting in females, had to lower their physical fitness standards.
They didn't have to.
They chose to in order to allow more women to get in, because at the current standards, right, women were not going to get in.
That is true.
I mean, but without the opportunity to compete, right, this person. But
they were given the opportunity to compete. They failed to meet the minimum requirements and then had the standards lower to accommodate.
Are you certain that they were given the opportunity?
Yeah, because they said women can come in, and then they went.
No. So you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying women can come in and they lowered the requirements at the same time.
Not at the same time. They said women can come in. No women were passing the the low physical standards set for, or the minimum physical standards set forth by the Marines, and then in order to, you know, accommodate more women wanting to become Marines, they lower the standards.
We're talking about a government agency, too. So
it doesn't matter. Nick?
Well, what I also wanted to say real quick is, more so to the other guy's credit, the other host, there is a bit of a difference, a sort of difference in men and women as far as bone density goes. I think for general sports, you know, stuff like that, like tennis and, you know, golf, of course I think men and women should be able to compete together if they
want to. Bowling, darts, billiards.
Bowling, darts, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But just with, like, the more physical contact type of sports, stuff like football and, you know, something like, I don't know.
I mean, the original topic
MMA
was the Olympics.
I don't really think it'd be very good, you know. But at the same time, I'm all for it. You know, if they want to do that sort of thing, they're more than welcome. I had a drama teacher, and she had an issue with her fingers where she'd be able to, like, bend them up and up and down and in all kinds of different directions.
Was she all dramatic about it?
Well, not really, but you see, what was really great, though, was that she was really into karate, and she was really good at it, too. She actually did compete with a lot of other men, and she actually rose up pretty high, at least from what I have been told. That's just anecdote. I mean, I don't know. But
yeah, and again, I concede that you will always have anecdotal evidence. What you will not have is, you know, a standard deviation or two from the mean, right, of women equaling men at the elite level.
I definitely think that, you know, estrogen is linked with osteoporosis, which is just lowering of the bone density, so that makes bones a lot more fragile. That's why I said, like, with, like, physical contact sports, I definitely think it's an issue.
So Captain's fat female Walmart customer might look the size to be an offensive lineman, does not have the physical capabilities.
Oh, she was offensive.
Thank you for the call, Nick. More coming up with Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.